season to be gay.
And by gay, you mean jolly, right?
I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Happy and jolly and helpful, productive, all that good stuff. Earlier this morning, Jennifer's here. Richie's here. Roberta's not here. I think Maria's going to join us in a few minutes. You remember I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about the German philosopher Nietzsche.
Yes.
Some people say Nietzsche. It's mm-hmm. Nietzsche. It's N-I-E-T-S-C-H-E. That would have been a good quiz in and of itself. Spell Nietzsche's name. Anyway.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He coined the phrase, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So our video of the day today, as this has become one of the most popular lyrics for songs, doesn't make much difference what genre. Somebody obviously on my staff had an abundance of free time. And so we put together clips of dozens of artists, all the way from Kanye West to Kelly Clarkson to Kiss, who have used whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
These don't kill you makes you stronger.
Are the compilations.
Doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
What doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill us will only make us stronger.
What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill me just makes me stronger. What doesn't kill you makes me stronger.
Whatever doesn't kill me doesn't make me stronger.
What doesn't kill me stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That don't kill me can only make me stronger.
They tell you what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
What don't kill me makes me stronger.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Sounds like he had bad fish.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Losing you means I live longer.
Who the heck did this? Is this a Bob production? Who had time? I want to know
this
who
is somebody
had
on YouTube.
A lot of songs.
Oh, somebody on YouTube.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
All right, good. All right, so that is a very that it does show you how wonderfully creative some people are. You know, we always are. We shouldn't, I don't know if always is the right word, but we often focus on the ne'er-do-wells and people who don't get things done, who aren't creative, who aren't able to sort of put thoughts together. But this is a very good example of somebody being pretty creative. We have sound. We have now this new technology. You can do all of these sorts of things. This is what we're trying to teach people at Heidelberg, by the way, with the new Media Communication Center. You don't have to be interested in the media in order to be able to be interested in the media, if you know what I mean. Like a business student or somebody who's in pre-med or a music student or history, whatever. You can do tons of research because there's so much material that's available. I would like to see, all right,
note to staff and management at Heidelberg
and other schools as well. maybe this is being done, and I don't know it. It may be a good question to ask. Is there such a thing as a video or an audio treatise? I go back to my daughter getting a PhD at one of the Oxford colleges. I say that not to be a smug jerk, but because I'm very proud of her and what she accomplished. It took her 7 years. You start school, and you know, it took 7 years to get this done. And along the way, she used a lot of new media, but the tradition there, as it is with most other schools, is you write your thesis. Well, how about not writing a thesis? How about you create using audio and video and the other things that are there?
Sure, like a multimedia thesis.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do that now.
I think people are probably doing that, yeah.
Sure.
I wonder where. I wish somebody that knew.
I'm sure you could go on YouTube and just put the word thesis in. And
really?
Boom.
Maybe you ought to do that, Richie, just for the heck of it.
Okay, let me see.
All right, just for fun, let's see if we can find something. Now, while Richie is doing his homework, you may or may not have heard, speaking of YouTube and what's online, Alec Baldwin, who is a very clever fellow, great actor, and interested in not being on the sidelines. I think that's a good way of putting it, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
He's active.
Yeah.
He's politically active, speaks his mind. You may or may not agree with him. What was the thing Richie said when it was George Bush was elected? I'm moving to Canada, he said. Of course, he didn't do that because there's a $3 or $4 million paycheck for 30 Rock that's probably handy. He is one, though, that's speaking to issues. And one of the things we've heard a lot of this year, budget cutting, please don't cut public television or public spending on public media, whether it be NPR, PBS, whether it's, public, whatever the media could be, print, not much of that, though, now. It's mostly just audio and video. So Alec Baldwin, sort of as a spoof, I wonder if this is inspired by a Saturday Night Live thing. Anyway, by the way, as an aside, did anybody hear, I heard that Rick Perry got skewered on SNL last Saturday night. Anybody see that or hear?
Oh, I'm sure they all.
Surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Alec Baldwin has produced a PSA, which is obviously intended to do the exact opposite of what he's asking you to do. Here's the PSA.
Let's talk about something important. You call yourself a WNYC listener. Well, how about you call yourself a pleasure? Put that coffee down. Coffee is for pleasures only. Oh, have I got your attention now? Only one thing counts in this life, and that is pledging public radio. And if you can't pledge public radio, then goodbye. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it. Nice guy? Who cares? Successful at your job? I don't give a damn. Good parent? Go home and play with your kids. You want to support WNYC? Then pledge. A-B-P. A, always B-B-P, pledging. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. We've got the new thank you gifts, tote bags, New Yorker subscriptions, baseball shirts, cookbooks. You want them? They're for pledgers. Always be pledging. The money's out there. They're waiting for you to pledge it. You don't? I got no sympathy for you. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. All you have to do is call 1-888-376-9692 or pledge online at WNYC.org.
So here's, all right, so that's the one that's legit. Here's the one that's not.
Hello, this is Alec Baldwin from television. You've heard of television, the dominant broadcast medium of our age. And I've come here to your public radio station during your sad little pledge drive with a simple message. Don't give. Public radio, with its lack of hot buxom starlets, its diluted sense of seriousness, its pathetic faith that ideas still matter, it has no place in today's media landscape. So please, this pledge drive, don't give. Let public radio sputter and die a slow, underfunded death. Let's end this experiment of broadcasting from a sense of mission and civic purpose. Let's return all radio in this country to its proper mission, which is selling advertising and making money.
Yeah!
To all of you who have not pledged, my brothers and
sisters. We finally agree, Alec and I.
Yeah.
I salute you. You listen day in, day out, and you never give. Through your sloth, your laziness, your indolence, we're making it that much harder for these people to do their jobs. Every minute you continue not to pledge, you lengthen this station's pledge drive, keeping its precious news and information off the air. Nice work. This pledge drive, please keep that up. Help me destroy public radio. This pledge drive, do what most of your fellow listeners do. Nothing. Do not call now. Do not donate online. Here is the number not to call, 1-888-376-9692.
He's kooky, but man, that's a funny guy.
That's
there.
A good prop.
I know, that's funny.
He's a funny guy.
Now, to put into sort of perspective his message here, in terms of public radio, you've heard me often say we ought not to have any public money, that is tax money, going to support the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, NPR, any of the other of these nonprofits that are doing great broadcasting. I'm a big supporter and a big fan of what goes on NPR, and whether it's television or radio, public broadcasting is an excellent source of information, entertainment.
No doubt.
It's great stuff,
yeah.
But they don't need a nickel of my tax money. If I want to give, and I do, a couple of $100 a year, usually $250, I like to get some of the CDs and stuff. So I do it because I choose to, not because somebody extrapolates money, or extrapolates, not the right word, but extorts money from me through the tax dollar and gives it to these people. People may not want to give, and they ought not to if they don't
just
want to.
Just want to make sure you understand you can buy the same CDs for about $30, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
That's fine.
Yep. No, I know that. But I want to support what they do.
Sure.
I don't want, it's my choice to support what they do. I don't want the government taking money from me and putting it in their hands. They don't need the government money.
They're not struggling. If you walk through their studios, it's the Taj Mahal of radio.
They are absolutely over the top.
Just ride past their
new
facilities
studios in
DC,
Washington that they just built.
God.
Cost $30 million to build a building and that kind of stuff. They don't need your money unless you choose to give them your money because you want to support what they do. They do not need public funding. They do need public support, individual support. Your decision, you give or not, depending on whether you like the program, whether it does you any good. We had the lady from Sesame Street on last Friday. Great conversation. Mm-hmm. Great show. She's the executive producer. Fun lady. Did a great job.
And they're not for profit.
No. It's just the Corporation for Public mm-hmm. Broadcasting and Children's Television Workshop. Work together and have for 40 years to produce that show. And she has come up with, frankly, a brilliant idea in how to help. She didn't know she did this, but she's helping me because I want to make the Heidelberg radio station, not WTTF that we're giving to the school, but the school has a not-for-profit radio station that belongs to the school that the students have used over the years. And we want to change that to make it more of a service to the community and the students, both. And we can do that, and there'll be a lot of public support for that because there's no outlet for a lot of that good programming in that part of Northwest Ohio. And a lot of people love that stuff. So we can do it together, and the community will support it. We'll ask, and they'll say yes. And but we don't. We're not going to go to the taxpayers of Tiffin or Seneca County or the state of Ohio and ask them for money to run the radio station. No. We're going to do it on our own because it's the right thing to do, and we'll have programming that's good for the local audience. We'll find out what they want. That's what is good about public radio. You support what you want without there being real advertising, one way or the other. Don't worry about them. They'll be just fine. So, Alec Baldwin, thank you for stimulating us a little bit more. You're great at stimulating. 21 after on Good Day.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Thinking, food for thought. I was off on the Alec Baldwin discussion, which is, that, in my mind, gives you reason to think. And I was looking at something that somebody sent me. This is, that sound innocuous, Jennifer? I was looking at something that somebody sent
something
me.
Something that someone sent me.
Well, but a lot of somebodies send me a lot of some things.
Something.
That's, that's what happens when you do a program like this and you invite people to send along info. You can send it at, if you email it to Doug@DougStephan.com, that's cool. Or you can send it via Facebook. Or you can, whatever you want to do. And so, yeah, no, that's fine. I was just thinking before we do our birthdays of something that I was told by somebody who's a lot smarter than me. Don't force a fit. If something is meant to be, it will come naturally together. Don't force a fit. If something is meant to be, it'll come together naturally. What great advice. Do not force.
Isn't that true? That's great.
It is. Absolutely true. All right. Now, in terms of birthdays, which we normally do at this time each day, happy birthday to Jimmy Seals of Seals and Crofts, who is 70 today, born this day 1941, guitarist, plays the saxophone. Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, Hummingbird, We May Never Pass This Way Again is my favorite song of theirs. Get Closer, I'll Play For You, to some of their music. Happy birthday to newspaper columnist and author Jimmy Breslin, who is still around. Today is his 81st birthday, so happy birthday to him. Let's see here. Earl Thomas Conley is the next person. Slightest idea who this is. Anybody know who this guy is?
He's a country singer.
Yeah,
that much I got.
About all I can
get
give
to
you.
The next guy that everybody knows.
Got him out. Yeah,
Gary Puckett. Now, want me to try singing this again, Richie? Lead singer with Union Gap, Young Girl, Woman, Woman, This Girl is a Woman Now, Over You, Lady Willpower. You want to try another one, Richie? Or should we just keep moving along to the next one?
I do like this one. Oh, no, the next one's good. We got
Michael Hossick, drummer for the Doobies. Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Speaking of Michael, Michael McKean, who is an actor from Laverne and Shirley.
And Jennifer will know all the words to this one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, she does.
Lenny.
He was in the Brady Bunch movie, Radioland Murders, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This is Spinal
Tap. Very recognizable guy.
Absolutely. You saw him, you know who he was.
Yeah.
Also, Margot Kidder, born this day in 1948. She was first known for being in Superman. And then was in Amityville Amityville Horror. George Wendt, born this date 1948 from Cheers.
Norm.
It was Norm on Cheers, 63 today. He was in Fletch, a few other things, but Cheers is certainly how he's best known. No question about that. Vincent Van Patten, who was a tennis player and an actor, Dick Van Patten's son.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him. Sure. Alan Jackson, the country singer.
Love Alan.
Chattahoochee. And Don't Rock the Jukebox. You know that song, Jennifer?
I sure do.
Born this day, 1958, so he's 53 today. Rene Diff from Aqua is 44 today.
Let's go party.
Oh, wow.
Okay. On to the Norm MacDonald, born this date 1963 from SNL. Ziggy Marley, 43 today. Happy birthday to him from all of us on today. And you too, if it's your birthday.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The SIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I thought Maria was going to be here, but apparently she's been rained out, as it were.
It's a delay.
Okay, so before we get to there's two messages here in this half hour that I would like to have us all consider. One of them may or may not. It depends on where you come from. I try to straddle as many different lines as I can. Everybody knows that who works with me and who listens to me, the business about protesting and my ideal is not what is being espoused by some who are protesting today, but I believe in their, and I encourage their ability to go speak their mind, because as soon as you don't have the ability to speak your mind, things get bottled up, pent up, frustration develops, and people get angry, and that's, you know, that is where we ought to be right now, because we have been too lax in letting people get control of things that are not doing things in the best interests of the majority. That's everybody pretty much with a brain agrees with that. So that's a moderately gentle political statement. So let's talk about something that isn't really political, but has to do with something that we're all familiar with. The devices that you use for making your life better. Many people use smartphones. I don't happen to have one, but pretty much everybody in my family has one. Pretty much everybody I work with has one. Pretty much everybody I know has one. So
you just have the old flip phone stuff,
right? I have a flip phone because that's, frankly, I don't want to have the other more expensive stuff on the farm because I drop them all the time, and I have an iPad, and when I need it, I use it. So there's an interesting, you know, there are little businesses that develop around bigger things. For example, the cases that the iPhone is carried in, or your cell phone is carried in. You know those things you put on your belt?
Yeah.
Or
the clip. Or
wherever you put it. Right.
Yeah.
There's a company called Hard Candy Cases.
Yes.
Do you know them, Richard?
Yeah, sure.
What do you know about them?
They just make cases. They make hard cases for the things, all different styles.
Right. Did you know that there was quite a to-do? They're having them made in China. Did you know that?
I assumed that, I think.
Right. Yep. So now they have the folks at Apple.
I mean, most of the cell phones, most of the iPhone is made in China, so why not, I guess?
The cell phones themselves are made there?
The guts are, yeah.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I really, yeah, okay, that makes some sense.
I think the glass and the cases are not made in China, but I don't know where they are made. But I think the core is, yeah, the operating system.
Yeah. All right. How much money do you think was spent last year in our country buying mobile phone cases? Take a guess.
Cases? Because they can be about $30 a pop, you know, Dougie.
Yeah. Take a guess.
So you've... Oh,
I'm going to say 70. Just short of $1 billion.
Huh. And what were you going to say, Jennifer?
Let's see, $700 million.
Yeah, that's I'm okay. Down with that.
Yeah, all right, so I didn't think it was that much. It's about $500,000. I'm sorry, about half a billion. Yeah, about $486 billion. I'm sorry, $486 million was spent on these mobile phones.
Right. Think about it. There are 300 and some million people in the country. About 60 to 70% of us have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Some of us have multiple cell phones at, let's say, an average of $15 a shot.
Right.
There you go.
Now, will it surprise you to learn that it costs about as much money to make the shell case as it does to make the iPhone? Does that surprise you?
It doesn't, but I would have never thought of that.
Because the way you just suggested something I find very interesting. There are so many of these iPhones that are being built. They've gotten the production cost down so much. This is so profitable for Apple. What does an iPhone cost? $199?
They begin at $199. Well, the new ones do. They start at $199. Now you can buy the iPhone 3GS, which was the original one, for $50. And now I think Sprint will be giving them away. So you can actually get a free iPhone.
Because the service is so profitable. Service contracts are so profitable.
No, it's just it's old technology. Oh. So they're just trying to get it in the hands of people. You know, most everybody wants the new technology, but if you don't care about that and you just want an iPhone, you can go with the iPhone 3GS and get the iOS 5 operating system on it, and you're almost hip.
The guy who owns Hard Candy, it's not a public company. The guy who owns it made $30 million last year profit. Sure. Made for himself.
Oh, I buy it, yeah.
So the reason that
These cases, Doug, just to tell you, these cases come in all colors. They come in blingy accessories. You can do sports teams. I mean, there's
it's
so
just
many
not a protection
ones.
Thing. It's also a style.
It's style, yeah.
Okay,
it's,
so
it's your bling.
It's a statement.
Sure. Everybody has an iPhone, or everybody has a telephone in their hand, on their pocket, in their purse.
Right.
And they all have a style that they want to express when they carry it around.
So it's a pretty interesting thing when you find that is the reality, that there is as much money being spent on these things as there is, as much profit. But the reason that I bring, well, there are three or four reasons I wanted you to know about the company, Great American Company. This is how American businesses get started. This is how we make profit. This is how we keep the system going. Duh. So how do you think companies like this come into being? This guy he sees a need. Wait a minute, let me see if I can fix it. And there are probably four or five, maybe even more people that had an idea to build these cases, and there may be four or five competitors. I don't know. But what I know is this is a great story about how the system works. Hello. This is how it works. Somebody has an idea. You get a little backing. You put something together. It takes off, and there you are. What could be wrong with this picture? Not much that I can see, except that we continue to stymie people who have ideas like this, and that's why we have fewer and fewer of these things. Thank heavens for Apple and then the related companies that are still creating,
you know,
if you will.
At this She Streams conference that Maria held a few weeks ago, I met a woman who makes clear plastic duffel bags and backpacks. Uh-huh. Started out making them for kids who go to school, it's so that they could be a safety, kind of a security measure. So you could see what's in the backpacks as the kids enter the school and, you know, no problems. But then she started making them for people who want to travel and get through the security lines a little faster. And then for companies who buy them for their employees to be able to bring things into the work, but be able to see them as they go out to make sure they're not stealing anything. All kinds of applications for these bags. And one of the things that she said that struck me almost to the ground was that she gets these things made in China, and it took her almost 2 years to find a manufacturer. She had tried to find a manufacturer in the United States, but every quote that she got to make these backpacks with the quality of materials that she wanted to use came back at charging her per backpack, buying them in bulk, more than she is charging them to sell them retail.
Wow.
She couldn't find anywhere in the United States that could manufacture these things for even 50% of what the Asian manufacturers are doing.
Yeah.
And it's all because of the rules, regulations, taxes that we have on our companies and businesses in this country.
Wake up.
She wanted to.
Wake up.
And couldn't.
Yep. Josh writes, cases have always been so overpriced, but in the end it almost seems justified to protect your new investment worth hundreds of dollars. I was a bit shocked that the profit margin was as high as it is. Well, because it's supply and demand, you pay. Again, another great American story that I wanted you to know about. I thought that was a good story. 17 before the hour. Speaking of great stories, when you read the label on the Fountain of Youth, you'll see what the some people are now more conscious than ever of what's on the label. Some people don't. They'll listen to somebody like me or Richie, who's using Fountain of Youth, what we're doing with our face, how it looks, how it feels. I say, you know, that's good enough for me. Let me try it out. After all, I can get a free bottle by going to organicattitude.com and enter the radio code GOODDAY. We'll discover what Doug and Rich are talking about. It's America's anti-aging serum. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. Try this out. It is wonderful because it reduces wrinkles, increases your skin hydration, boosts collagen, and is pure and safe and free. Go again. Try this out. Put it on your face. You'll love it. Organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 1017 to 1412. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry. Offer ends October 31st, 2011.
14 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You can listen to us anytime, day or night. We're on live till 10 Eastern. And you can, if your station goes away for whatever the reason, you want to listen to us, you can go online to DougSteffen.com. You can download any of the hours, podcast, that whole thing, again, by going to DougSteffen.com. We've got apps everywhere. It's cool to know there are a lot of people who are following what goes on here in various parts of the day. One of the things that I talk a great deal about is the brain trauma issue and the stories when they become available of hockey players and football players and athletes in general who are having head trauma, and many are dying, unfortunately. Parents want to know what the right attitude is for their children. What should they do? People want to know what the story is, and There have been a lot of discussions in the mental health world as this becomes more and more a part of the scenario as to trying to figure out what's going on with people. And you know that I've had my brain examined at a company called Seriscan in Denver. I came across a video of a lady named Francesca who had a Seriscan image experience. And rather than try to explain to you what she's saying, I think that this audio almost speaks for itself. Richie, I don't know if you've listened to it or not.
I have. It's very interesting.
All right. So here is Francesca telling her story about what she thought was going on in her brain.
I had my own business. Was the president of my corporation, stock brokerage firm of over 25 years. I was driving to a business meeting, and I was on C-470 West near the foothills, and I couldn't remember where I was going and what I was doing, and I became stumped and knew I was coming up to intersections where I had to make a decision. I started going in and getting tests, but the tests weren't showing up anything, and I had no idea. By the time I hit 2006, I couldn't pull it together anymore. More and more drugs were being offered, but I only accepted one drug, one antidepressant, and wouldn't get on the rest because I saw the people, some of them started having a zombie effect. That's what I call it. I didn't really care if they told me I was crazy. I was willing to accept it. I had already, in my mind, accepted I had crossed the line to insanity. I really did. I believed I was operating on the side of insanity.
When I went through her records carefully, the timing of her symptoms of decreased cognitive function actually predated the time that she thought she was injured. And there's a clear progression in loss of function. She couldn't do this, and then she had to give up doing this, and then she had to quit working altogether, and then she was at the point where she was sleeping 12, 14, 16 hours a day and completely non-function. Okay. This is a picture of an encephalitis. In other words, an infection in the brain. When I talked to her physician and was able to suggest, you might want to try her on antiviral therapy. And so this was helpful.
I've learned how to work with the illness and respecting some boundaries with it, with the medication. I had given up hope that my range of functioning was so narrow compared to who I had been prior, you know? It wasn't like I was a lazy couch potato person. My scope had so become so small and inconsistent. It was to the point where I was going to have to possibly lose my child.
Mm.
These are patients and families. They've gone to several psychiatrists trying to figure out what's wrong. And a lot of times the family's starting to feel like, well, you know, it's not psychiatry here. It's something wrong with their character. It's something wrong with their personality. It's a personal failing. There's no confusion. The picture is absolutely clear.
I don't want people to have to live like this if there is a chance for you to get out of this sleeping coma and neurological issues and hypersensitivity. I don't want them to live like that anymore.
Pretty compelling stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That story and what it means. And this is somebody who has, this is not the same issue as we've talked about before. That is the sports issues, the sports injuries. This is somebody who just is, for whatever the reason, there are some people who think that Alzheimer's may be now genetically transferred. Dementia also may be something. You saw that. I think Dr. Ken and I talked last week or the week before about the possibility that either dementia and or Alzheimer's might be something you could catch. Somebody was, I don't want to put a lot of fear into a lot of people, so I say to you advisedly, a lot of this stuff comes as a result of some minimal research, and it needs a lot more, as is suggested in that story of the lady there, Francesca, who had a lot of courage to tell the story, don't you think, under the circumstances? Food for thought. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
A horrific crash at an Indy car race. The auto racing world mourns one of its own. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was the IndyCar Series season finale, the IZOD IndyCar World Championships held at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. For all of us who have been to IndyCar races in person, you get a better idea of just how fast these drivers are going and the incredible effort it takes to keep those cars under control. Yesterday, on lap 12 in that race, an absolute disaster as described on ESPN as it happened.
Oh, here we go.
Trouble, contact, and a huge crash. Up in turn number two. Oh, multiple cars involved. Oh, my. It looks like Dan Weldon may be involved in it.
Tragically, Dan Weldon was involved in the 15-car crash. His car went airborne and then struck a wall. The 33-year-old Weldon, winner of this year's Indianapolis 500, a two-time winner of that race, in fact, was airlifted to a nearby hospital where he died later from his injuries in the fiery crash. About 2 hours after the crash, IndyCar CEO Randy Bernard made the announcement of Weldon's passing.
Our thoughts and prayers are with his family today. IndyCar, its drivers and team owners, has decided to end the race. In honor of Dan Weldon, the drivers have decided to do a five-lap salute in his honor.
Which they did. There will no doubt be many questions asked about what happened, along with ongoing questions about the overall safety of the sport. There was concern among drivers about the high speeds at this track, where some were hitting 225 miles per hour at practice. Meanwhile, a talented young driver is gone, leaving behind a wife and two sons. The sound of Danny Boy was heard as Dan Weldon's fellow drivers made their way around the track in his honor and his memory. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The stock market closed on an uptick last Friday, with the Dow posting a 166-point gain to 11,644. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Oil prices up $2.57 a barrel, settling last week at $86.80. The dedication for the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial in Washington, D.C. took place yesterday, attended by President Obama, whose voice filled with emotion as he closed his remarks about the slain civil rights leader.
Let's keep climbing toward that promise land of a nation and a world that is more fair and more just and more equal for every single child of God. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
The dedication of the memorial was supposed to take place in late August, but was delayed due to Hurricane Irene. Business at the box office over the weekend. Mangled Metal and More, Real Steel with Hugh Jackman, $16.3 million, number one for a second straight weekend. Some closing sports notes. First, the World Series is all set. The Rangers beat up on the Tigers in Texas Saturday night, and last night it was the Cardinals all over the Brewers in Milwaukee. So it's the Rangers and Cardinals in a World Series that many of us won't be watching. Sunday NFL action featured something rather odd. After a game, you had the Lions and the Niners in Detroit. Niners won it 25-19, handing the Lions their first loss. Just after the game, the coaches trotted toward each other for the obligatory handshake, but something went awry. Here's Niners coach Jim Harbaugh and his take on what happened.
I shook his hand too hard. I mean, I really went in, and it was a strong, you know, kind of a slap, grab handshake.
Too hard a handshake, but Lions coach Jim Schwartz had a slightly different version.
Went to congratulate Coach Harbaugh and got shoved out of the way, and then didn't expect an obscenity at that point.
If you've seen the video, you've seen the two going at one another. They had to be separated, an emotional, childish skirmish after the game. Here's hoping these two teams, the Niners and the Lions, meet in the playoffs. Now that would be fun. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Is your credit